Ageing population is an interesting one. A lot of people in government, certainly all the time I was in there, viewed this as a significant problem that needed to be tackled. I always responded to that by saying, well, actually, it's quite a good thing that the population is ageing. That's not necessarily in itself a bad thing. I think it would be far better that we have a longer life expectation than a shorter one. But of course, it does bring problems with it. We have potentially more people out of work on the island because they've retired or they're in school or full-time education than we have in work to pay for them. Big problem there, Alistair. How do you think our new crop of MHKs would be tackling this issue?
Well, this is one of the old strategic questions that the previous government very much had at the top of their agenda, to the extent that I think quite a lot of older people became a bit offended that they were being seen as some kind of burden. And I don't think that was intended, but that was taken that way. But there is, it is a real issue. People don't seem to have talked about it for the last 5 years, which I think is a bit strange that the narrative can just change so suddenly, but I'm sure it's still there. And in terms of the implications for the health and care services in particular, it will mean that that gets more and more costly as people live longer and, you know, have more and more health problems. I mean, hopefully people will be healthier, but there is a real long-term issue there that temporarily, I think, has been lost sight of.
And I suppose from a perspective of the person in the street, the issues that they really want dealt with, I suppose, are to be able to go to the hospital and know they're going to get reasonably quick and good quality healthcare. They're also probably, when their elderly relatives are getting a bit older, or indeed themselves getting a bit older, they want to be able to know that they're going to be properly looked after in their old age, and that they're not going to have to necessarily flog everything that they own to pay for it. And of course, if we continue to have people retiring well before the end of their expected life, somehow we're going to have to pay for the pensions as well. And you know, when it comes to government finances, the most expensive thing really is looking after the older population. I know John Rimmington made the famous quote in Tynwald that pensioners are a drain on society, which didn't go down particularly well, it's fair to say, with the elderly population.
No, and he was never allowed to forget that.
No. And yet, from an economic perspective, he's absolutely right. It's just then a case of how do we afford to pay if we're going to have people retiring as early as they currently do? Perhaps we're looking at the age-old question of population growth.
Indeed, but these are very difficult questions for politicians. It's far easier to talk about providing more and more services than to come up with an answer about how you pay for those and who pays for them.